Good day in the office for Jordan Childs, a double and spanner-head, a horse that he's got a good association with and a stable he's got a good association with in Archie Alexander. And Jordan's this morning. Well done, Jordan.
Thanks, boys. Yeah, it was a great day at the office.
She can be a bit of a tricky ride, and she was on the back up, and she's got the blinkers on. Take us through how the race panned out for you.
Yeah, it worked out perfect yesterday. I've been saying to Archie for a while, we put blinkers on her, and I always thought if she had blinkers and the right run, she'd be able to do that. But I think she was at her absolute best yesterday.
Geordie, while she's had good competitive form up to even 1,700 metres, is maybe 1,400 with the blinkers the absolute right combination for her?
I think so, and I spoke to Archie last night, and he thought the same. He said to probably keep her a little bit fresher with the blinkers on, and over 1,400 is the right solution for her.
And you must have been pleased to see that sharpness, because she's been in work for quite some time, Jordan, so that sprint from the box seat, it must have been an encouraging sign with a view maybe later into the campaign.
Yeah, exactly. I think the blinkers really helped her with that. She was sort of getting a little bit dour, so the blinkers come on and she was just able to be a bit sharper.
Win for the Lindsay Park operation late in the day in Secunderabad, and he had to get out and sprint sharply late. How did the race pan out from your perspective?
Yeah, he's a really nice horse, I reckon. He's an absolute gentleman to ride. You can just put him wherever you want. Ended up having a nice run in behind him, and coming into the straight, I just had to be a little bit patient. But once I got clear, he really hit the line strongly. It was pretty impressive, I thought.
An interesting horse from the Lindsay Park operation too, in More Sundays, that you're partnering for an impressive debut victory earlier in the week. What were your thoughts on him?
Yeah, he's a really nice horse in the making. I still think he's still learning. He put them away, but he didn't know how to really let down to the line. Being his first start, but I think we'll see him be a big player later on.
It's been a great time for you recently, and obviously the Blue Diamond and Written By, the highlights. What are your thoughts on the way how Written By is coming to hand for his 3-year-old season?
Yeah, I gathered him on Friday. It was the first time I've seen him and sat on him for this prep, and I was very impressed with the way he looked. He looks like he's strengthened up a lot, gotten a bit bigger, and he gallops superbly too. He didn't have an overly hard workout, just a light workout, but he gallops really well.
Looking forward to see your partner up for him when he gets back. And you're heading to Cranbourne today for Archie Alexander, one of your winners yesterday. Wee Gilly and Wanna Be Good, the two rides you left with after scratchings. Have you got any thoughts on those races?
Yeah, I think just Wee Gilly's going around and race eight.
Ah, he was balloted Wanna Be Good. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, balloted Wanna Be Good. Wee Gilly, I think she's just about ready to do something up to 2,000. She's just been crying out for it. I think I've drawn a little bit awkward, but I think over 2,000, she should be up on the speed, and I'd be expecting her to go really well.
Nervous moment when you thought there was a 54 there today, and I'd...
yeah.
Terrific day in the office yesterday, Geordie. Good luck today for Archie Alexander, and look forward to seeing the spring unfold, in particularly looking forward to seeing Written By get back to the races.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.